Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Chapter 6, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Paragraph 3 in the Season 5 using the Svarno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We're talking about Vav Gimel 6-3, talking about learning something from anyone else. You have to give them honor. Basically, you have to give them credit where credit is due. Another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about how it really can bring the geula, because Mordechai and Esther, when she said in the name of Mordechai, the whole process of Purim started to fold down with dominoes, if you could believe that. It's also not just the idea of plagiarism, but it's giving honor and respect to the person you're learning from, giving the proper credit where credit is due. And that's what the Mishnah here is also talking about. Halamin mechavero perik echad, o halacha echad, so pasik echad. And I apologize. I'm being hit very strongly with allergies and the nasal drip. My voice is affected. I apologize. Bear with me, please. Halamin mechavero perik echad, o halacha echad, so pasik echad. He who learns from his fellow man a single chapter, a single halacha, a single verse, or a single Torah statement, pasik echad, dibor echad, afilo os echad, even a verse, even a statement, even a letter, sarach linhog bo kavod, must treat him with honor. How do we know this? Where do we learn this from? Shekein matzino b'David melech Yisrael, we find this from King David, the king of Israel. Shelo laman me'achitofel, ela shnei davar bevad, who only learned two things from Achitofel, and Achitofel was not a great guy. He actually switched over to side with his son when his son rebelled and tried to usurp the kingship from him, I believe. So he still gave honor to Achitofel, but he only learned two things from him. Kro Rabo Alufu Miyodo, he called him his teacher, his guide, his intimate. Shnemar, as it says, Ve'ata Enosh Ke'erki Alufu Miyodi. You are a man of my measure, my guide, and my intimate. Ve'alo Devarim Kavachomer, isn't this a Kavachomer? If this, then how much more so this? Umad David Melech Yisrael. And if David Melech Yisrael, the king of Yisrael, Shalomo Lamad Me'achitofel Elashne Devarim Bovad, who only learned two things from Achitofel, Karohu Rabo Alufu Miyodo, calls him his teacher, his guide, and his intimate. Halamed Mechavero Perik Echad, O Halacha Echad, So Pasik Echad. Someone who learns from his friend a single chapter, single halacha, single verse, O Dibor Echad, O Filo Os Echad, even a single statement or a single letter, Halachas Kama Vakama, how much more so should Sarach Lenog Bo Kavod? You have to give him Kavod, honor. Ve'in Kavod Ela Torah. Honor is only in the Torah. Shnemar, as it says, Kavod Yechachamim Yinchalu, the wise shall inherit honor, or Timim Yinchalu Tov, the perfect shall inherit good, Vein Tov Ela Torah. And Torah is only truly good. Only Torah is truly good. Shnemar, as it says, Ki Lakach Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Alta Zovu. I have given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. So whatever time you learn anything from anyone else, try to give them honor and say it in their name, and try to honor them for teaching you. And understand to know that where things come from, especially besides for plagiarism, but giving the credit where credit is due. The Svarno points out, since one who does not study Torah is worthy to be rebuked and insulted, it follows that he who brings honor to another by teaching him Torah, which is the opposite of contempt, is worthy to be honored himself. The Tana brings proof from King David that under these circumstances it is fitting to pay respect and honor, even to one of inferior status, for King David honored Achitofel, who was inferior to him. He then brings proof to his statement, even one letter, by saying honor comes only for Torah, meaning that Torah in itself is honor, and not merely the cause of honor. Torah is honor, but not nearly the merely cause of honor. Hence, regarding any part of honor, one is justified to call it honor, for the whole is the sum of its parts. I believe that he learned from Achitofel that you need a chavrusa, and that you shouldn't use the base measures as a shortcut. Two very simple things. He still gave him such honor and such words in his life. He then brings proof to his assertion that the Torah itself is honor from the verse in Mishlei, Kavod Yechachamim Yinchalu, the wise shall inherit honor. This is a reference to Torah, since the expression shall inherit is also found in the verse of Samim Yinchalu Tov, the perfect shall inherit good, which refers to Torah that is analyzed by perfect scholars, for it is the source of intellectual and spiritual good, which grants existence and eternal life to those who pursue Torah. He proves this thought from the verse, Kilaka Tov Nasati Lachem, I have given you a good teaching, from Mishlei, explaining that good refers to Torah, as it says at the conclusion of the verse, Torasi Al Tazovu. The notes point out, the Svarno explains this brisa section by section, elucidating the various proof verses from the Tana. The first pasuk from Tehillim, where David calls Achitofel, my measure, my guide, my intimate, is in recognition of Achitofel teaching him two lessons. The first, that a person should not study Torah by himself. The second, that a king should not walk alone to the house of study. Similar to what we said, but not exactly, don't walk yourself to the house of study, but don't also use it as a shortcut. That's true as well. This proves, even one who is superior, such as David to Achitofel, must pay honor to his inferior if the latter has taught him Torah. However, how do we know that this is true even if he only teaches in one letter or one verse? Sforno answers that if one recognizes the value of the totality of Torah, it follows that any part of Torah is of great value as well, just as any minute portion of a precious metal has value and worth. The Sforno then proceeds to show how the Tanakh connects the Pesukim in Mishlei, link by link, to prove that the words honor and good refer only to Torah. So remember in your life, if anyone teaches you anything, they deserve the honor, they deserve the respect, and they deserve the recognition. So whenever you hear something from anyone else, make sure to cite where you got it and to give recognition and kavod from where you got it. And maybe you could even bring Geula to the world as well. Join us next time as we talk about the way of Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.